So an impressive opening drive from the Rams to get this one started here at Carter-Finley Stadium in Raleigh in front of a huge crowd.
That's a great day for football.
About 70 degrees at kickoff. This feels almost like a mid-October game rather than December 9th. Ball's teed up at the 40-yard line, and a squib kick will go through the hands of a Clinton player, and it's going to end up rolling out of bounds at the 11-yard line. Assuming it was touched by the Dark Horses, that's where the ball's going to be spotted. It's not going to be set up at the 35-yard line. Instead, it was touched by Clinton, so bad field position for the Dark Horses on their opening drive.
Exactly, and that's a tough break for the Dark Horses as your returner just barely touches that one and ends up going out of bounds. Unfortunately, yeah, they have to start at their own 11.
Well, they have the offense to get the job done. 770 points scored this year. That is eighth all-time in NCHSAA history. Averaging 51.3 points per game, Nidarian Blackwell is the quarterback. 6'3", 190-pound junior. And he's going to go under center with split setbacks in the backfield. On first down, pitch right. Now cutting to the outside. It's Josiah Robinson. Stiff arms a man. Robinson getting to the outside. Across the 40. Across the 50. Foot racing down the far sideline. Finally dragged down from behind at the Reidsville 30. Josiah Robinson, who's filling in for Josiah McLaurin after that foot injury, showing no ill effects and getting the Dark Horses a huge run on first down.
Yeah, that's just a great run. He goes up the middle, and then once he's able to bounce to the outside, it was a foot race and almost outran the Reidsville defense, but he got tracked down. But what an opening run there for Clinton.
Rashawn Flippin finally caught up to Josiah Robinson for that takedown. So now first down and 10 from the Reidsville 29. They'll pitch it again to Robinson. Robinson starts right, now cuts inside. Flippin makes the tackle at the 24 as this one goes for a gain of 7. And again, more positive yards for the Dark Horses.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you start your opening possession with a 60-yard run down 7-0. That's definitely a good response to the Reidsville touchdown drive.
It's impressive that you can lose a guy who is a Power 5 prospect. Josiah McLaurin is committed to Maryland. And you just insert another 1,000-yard back.
Correct.
On the first play from scrimmage, he ends up busting out a big one. They'll mark it at the 24, so a gain of 5. It'll be second down and 5 for Clinton from the right hash mark. Now they're going to run the option. And Nidarian Blackwell will carry it off tackle and dive across the 20 and across the 19 to the 18-yard line. And that's going to move the sticks. Needed 5, got 6.
Man, what's the whistle? Is there a flag down? Making the tackle. No.
Looks like an equipment issue for one of the Reidsville players. That is Paul Weiderman, the middle linebacker, the North Carolina Shrine Bowl participant.
Spot is at the 18-yard line.
Yeah, Dave, and you see, you get a look at Williams, you know, next to Blackwell there, number 10. Whew, he is as advertised. 6'3", 265. Certainly looks like it out there.
Yeah, number 10 in the backfield for Clinton. Uniforms for today's game. The Dark Horses are wearing black helmets, white jerseys, and black pants. On the left side of the helmet is the familiar Clinton logo in script inside a U-shaped horseshoe. And now Blackwell under center. He'll pitch it to Williams. Williams trying to power his way forward. Three Reidsville tacklers coming in, and stripping the ball away was Kendre Harrison, but the officials rule his forward progress stopped. Whistles blew, the play dead at about the 16-yard line. It'll be a gain. They're going to mark it the 14, a gain of 4, and it'll make it second down, but the Rams upset on the near sideline, thinking they got a strip.
Yeah, it was Williams up the middle just trying to move a pile, and then, yeah, the referees blew the whistle to stop the play with the forward progress, but, yeah, that was close.
So now second down and 6. Clinton, those white jerseys with black numbers outlined in Vegas gold. And now Blackwell from the shotgun. They tried a direct snap to Amaris Williams, but whistles end up blowing the play dead.
Yeah, there was definitely some early movement.
First start. In the offense. 5 yards, 22.
So as you heard through the official's mic there, finally got it operational, albeit a little bit a little bit crinkly.
Not the cleanest ref mic there.
That's all right.
Yeah. We'll certainly take it.
Well, it's going to put the Dark Horses behind the sticks after that five-yard penalty. It'll be second and 11 from the 19 of Reidsville. Rams up 7-0, 6:50 to go first quarter, but the Dark Horses on the move on their opening possession. Now it's Williams taking the direct snap out of the Wildcat, and he is going to run into a stack of Reidsville defenders brought down at the line of scrimmage. Might have gotten one back to the original line at the 18, and that's going to make it third down.
Well, that's what the Rams need to do. Just stack the box, get multiple tacklers on Williams. Big guy, but multiple Reidsville defenders able to bring him down.
Reidsville in dark gray jerseys today. They have gold numbers and letters. They say Reidsville in capital letters across the front in gold, outlined in navy blue. They're wearing navy blue pants with gold stripes, and those familiar all gold helmets with the Ram stickers going from front to back for merit. And now Blackwell fakes a pitch on third down and 10. Runs, gets to the outside, cuts inside the 10-yard line, and dives forward to the 8. He's going to be very close to a first down, and it looks like he has enough.
That's a well-designed play there, as Blackwell looked like a run to the right, but he faked the pitch to the right, moved to his left, great blocking, and he's able to pick up the first down. First and goal now for the Dark Horses.
Well, Blackwell's helmet popped off at the end of the play there, so he's going to have to come out for a play. As hustling into the contest was Alex Evans. It'll probably be Amaris Williams out of the Wildcat. We've already seen that a couple times. First down and goal from the 8. Ball's in the middle of the field as Clinton goes from right to left across your radio. They will set up Williams. As Alex Evans initially was going to go under center. Now it's Williams in the shotgun. There was all kinds of confusion. Play clock was running down. And head coach Corey Johnson over on the far sideline putting his fist up to his head to signal the play. As that's going to cost him 5 yards, as it's going to be first and goal from the 13 now. And now Alex Evans will line up as the quarterback. Now Amaris Williams kind of shoves him over to the side, and it's Williams going to take the snap. Amaris Williams running right, trying to bowl his way forward inside the 10, and finally pulled down at about the 8-yard line. Kind of interesting. It's almost like a motion offense for a Wildcat.
It is, yeah. It's interesting, and Williams was just able to, once he got the snap, move to his right looking for blocks, and, you know, after that puts the shoulder down and moves the pile a few yards.
It's just funny. Alex Evans is lined up to take the snap, and then Amaris Williams kind of guides him over to the side, says, all right, I got this.
Yeah.
Well, now Nidarian Blackwell is back into the game. His helmet's been fixed. He's under center. Split back formation. Pitch to Williams. Williams gets hit immediately, still trying to rugby pile his way forward, and he's finally got to have his forward progress stopped at the 6. A gain of about 2. That's going to make it third down and goal now for the Dark Horses.
Not much going there for Williams. Once again, Reidsville doing a great job clogging up the middle, and it sets up the third down.
Clock continues to move. We're down under 4 minutes remaining in this opening quarter. Each team has only had the ball once. Reidsville scored on its opening possession. Clinton trying to do the same. They're huddling up. Third down and goal from the 6. Again, the Clinton fans waving white rally towels over on the far sideline. Blackwell under center. Williams is the tailback. They fake the pitch to him. Rolling out to the right. Ball is up and it's tipped. Trying to make the diving catch at the 2-yard line is Josiah Robinson, and the ball ends up landing incomplete. A good defensive play by Reidsville, getting a hand on that pass.
Yeah, Robinson very nearly made that catch, but yeah, it's a design rollout there, and a nice tip on the play. That was
Kendre Harrison.
Yeah, Harrison, yep.
So now Clinton is going to line up for a field goal attempt here. It's going to be Brant Sumner to try and get the Dark Horses on the board. A 23-yard attempt from the right hash mark. Snap, placement, kick from the right footer is on the way. It is up, and it is good. And with 3:26 to go in the opening quarter, Clinton has dented the scoreboard. It's now a 7-3 Reidsville lead over the Dark Horses.
Well, if you're the Reidsville defense there, you bent, but you didn't break. You just allowed the field goal there, and against a high-powered Clinton offense, you'll certainly take that.
And on the first play from scrimmage, a huge scamper from Josiah Robinson. A good job by the Rams to make their adjustments after that 60-yard run. And it's Reidsville holding on to the 7-3 lead. Want to remind you that high school football on WSJS is brought to you by our title sponsors, the law offices of Timothy D. Wellborn. You'll know when you need us. East Coast Wings and Grill, serving America's best chicken wings, and Riddle Tractor, equipping those who get the job done.